Arthur says that we should always make time for the things we like,
Talia said.
If we don't, we might forget how to be happy. Are you not happy, Mr. Baker?
I'm perfectly happy.
You're not happy being round, Fee said. So you can't be perfectly happy?
I'm not round.
What is your job, Mr. Baker?
Chauncey asked, eyes bouncing on his stocks.
Is it in the city?
Linus wasn't hungry anymore. Yes, it's in the city. Chauncey sighed dreamily.
I love the city. All those hotels that need bellhops? It sounds like paradise.
You've never been to the city,
Lucy reminded him.
So, I can love something even if I've only seen pictures of it. Mr. Baker loves the ocean, and he only saw it for the first time today.
If he loves it so much, why doesn't he marry it?
Fee asked. Theodore chirped through a mouthful of meat. The children laughed. Even Sal cracked a smile. Before Linus could ask, Miss Chapawhite said,
Theodore hopes you and the ocean are very happy together.
I'm not going to marry the ocean.
Ooh,
Talia said, eyes wide, mustache twitching.
Because you're already married, right?
You're married?
Fee demanded.
Who's your wife? Is she still in your suitcase? Why would you put her there? Is she a contortionist?
Is your wife your cat?
Lucy asked.
I like cats, but they don't like me.
His eyes started to glow red.
They worry I'll eat them. To be fair, I've never had one before, so I don't know if they're delicious or not. Is your wife delicious, Mr. Baker?
We don't eat pets, Lucy,
Mr. Parnassus said, wiping his mouth daintily. The red faded from Lucy's eyes immediately.
Right, because pets are friends, and since Mr. Baker's cat is his wife, that's like his best friend.
Exactly,
Mr. Parnassus said, sounding amused. No, Linus said, not exactly. Why, I never...
I like being round, Talia announced. It means there's more of me to love.
I love you, Talia,